Houston, station Sophian 2 for housekeeping.
With you on Face to Ground 2, good morning. What can we do for you?
Good morning. So before the big LOS, if you could deactivate node 2 and the lab smoke detectors, that would be amazing.
No problem, Sophie. We'll put it in work.
Thank you.
Station Houston, Face to Ground 2 for Sophie.
With you on 2.
Lab and node 2 smoke detectors are inhibited. Here, go for vacuuming.
Okay, thank you so much. So, Station Sophian 2 for vacuum cleaning.
With you on 2.
You can reactivate node 2 and the lab smoke detectors.
Copy, we will put it in work.
Thank you.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2, no response required. Lab and node 2 smoke detectors are back online.
Houston, Station Sophian 2, can you say again? I was vacuuming the rest of the module.
Smoke detection is back to nominal.
Thank you so much.
Houston, Station Jackson 2 for housekeeping.
Good afternoon, Jack. Where do you want to clean this afternoon?
It is my turn to clean node 1, the airlock, and node 3. If you would disable those smoke detectors, please.
Copy. You have the privilege of airlock node 1 and node 3. We will get the smoke detectors taken care of. Just give us a sec.
Very much.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jack. Node 1, Node 3, and airlock smoke detectors are inhibited.
Copy. Thank you very much. Houston, Station Jackson 2, would you please re-enable smoke detection in Node 3, Node 1, and airlock?
Copy all, Jack. We will enable smoke detection in Node 1, Node 3, and airlock. Got it. Station Houston on Space Ground 2, no response required. Smoke detection in Node 1, Node 3, and airlock is re-enabled in a nominal config.
Houston, Station on 2 for Doug.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Chris, are you having a good Saturday?
So far, so good. Hopefully, whatever is going on with Doug doesn't make it worse, though.
No, it's actually working. It's working well, but I have a question. We got an email from Fiona with some updates. She said yesterday with some updates from, you know, the NBR run that they did for the FSRMS EDA, and we have all a bunch of updated products. And we see all those. She specifically calls out a file name for an updated DUG load, and the file name is, of course, the FSRMS EDA, but the file name that she lists in the email ends in V3, and the version that we see, at least when we open the DUG dialog box, does not say V3, and also just in comparing it to procedures, it does seem to have some inconsistencies. So I just wanted to double check if maybe we can ask if we have the correct state up here, or if we could do anything else.
Okay, just to help me, what are you seeing as the, I guess, most recent file name? I get that Fiona said V3 was what you should have. That's not what you do have. What do you have?
Let me just pull up her email so I can see. It seems to match exactly. Like it says US_EDA_FSRMS_joint_5_RR. But ours ends with the RR, and hers has after the RR an underscore V3.
Copy. Okay, give me a few minutes to ask around, and I will see what I can find. But, yeah, understand, though, the file itself doesn't look like it matches the rest of the product, so we probably have something that's not quite right, whether it's not getting the right files on board or not giving you the right place to look for them. So give me a few minutes to ask around, and I'll call you back.
In no rush. I mean, obviously, we've got plenty of things to study right now. We just wanted to let you guys know about that in case there is something else to upload, so, you know, no rush. And it could be that it is the right version, but, like, when we see the dialog box opening up, we don't see the full file name. I know, like, on my computer on the ground, I can navigate to a folder with all the states and see the full names, and I haven't tried to do that up here. I know they're not on the individual computers. I think maybe they're on the network, so I wasn't sure where they are. But but I can try to look around there a little bit as well.
Yeah, if you do that and find anything interesting, certainly let me know. That was what I was kind of thinking, is maybe we just don't have the file set up correctly to suck in the way we'd expect, and if you poked around, you'd be able to find it. So that was going to be one of my questions of the team is, you know, is there just instructions we can give you on where to look and you'll find them? Maybe we got them in a different place. So I'll let you know what I find, and if you poke around and happen to find something that looks right, let me know, and we'll go from there.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much. Houston Station on 2.
Did you solve it all by yourself without my help?
Maybe. We found in the iDrive under ops, robo underscore Doug, and flights, there is the first, the V3, that does exactly match the name that Fiona mentioned, and I don't see any other SSRMS states. So I can only assume from that that it is pulling the correct one. It just doesn't say V3 on, you know, the dialog box that we see. So it may be just that there are some, you know, things that they haven't updated yet or need to. So we can just ask them in our normal, among our normal EVA questions. So I think that kind of solves it. But, yeah, if you guys have anything else to add, then we'll take it.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like you're closer to the right answer. It could also be that it's the dialog box, right, that doesn't say V3. So if that's the case, it could be that that's a separate thing that someone just forgot to update the name of, and I can ask about that specifically.
Exactly. That is our hypothesis as well, that the dialog box just doesn't show the full name, but because we don't see any other versions, I can only assume it is pulling that V3. Separate issue, we've noticed today during some of our KU passes that we are seeing good downlink, but not good uplink. So, you know, we'll have the downlink, good box, green boxes, but not uplink, and those are during passes when we are supposed to have KU. So we were just wondering if you guys had noticed that as well, or if there's anything going on.
You know, I debated whether it was worth a call to you guys, and I think proven I was maybe incorrect in not pushing the information. We had some firewall upgrades on the ground that we've been working through today. Unfortunately, they haven't quite gone as we've expected, and the main impact has been, while we've had to troubleshoot and recover and revert those firewalls on the ground, we end up dropping the KU forward link for part of that troubleshooting we've done. We think we understand it, and I do not anticipate any more issues with KU return, but KU forward link from here to the ground or the station. But I can't guarantee that since we're still working on cleaning up the MCC config here.
Okay, copy. And just to confirm, it actually did kick us off of CrewNet, so I think that it was a true indication. And the reason I thought to mention it again right now is because I just saw at the beginning of this call that we didn't have it. So it's back now, but when I started speaking to you, there was no forward link. There was just a down link.
Yep. That matches our expectation based on the work we've been doing. And, yeah, next time you guys are awake, I'll remember to be a little more proactive just because, it'll do things like kick you off CrewNet.
Okay, yeah, well, good that we are in sync, and thanks for that extra info.
Yep, and I can make a call if we are going to do anything intentionally that takes the return link away, just so you know it's coming. Or sorry, the forward link.
Yeah, that. Perfect, yeah, that would be great just for our communication planning with the ground. Thank you so much.
Yep, understood. You got it. Station Houston on 2 for KU Link.
Station's with you on 2.
All right, we've got one. I'm not sure if you were following the conversation I had with Jessica about the KU Link and the ground servers we've been trying to update here on the ground. We've got one more server that we need to roll back. It's currently the backup server, so we don't expect any impacts to you guys, but we've been wrong a couple times today. So I'll warn you that for the next 10 minutes we might drop KU forward link forward from the ground to space station. While we do that work, we don't expect to, but it's possible.
Okay, yeah, copy. I'll, yeah, follow it, and I'll let everybody know that we may have unreliable KU in the immediate future.
Yep, good read back, and it should only last about 10 minutes, maybe 15 max.
Okay, copy off. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jessica and Doug, low priority.
Ground 2.
All right, with just a couple phone calls and the tools I've got in front of me, which are fairly limited, I was able to confirm that, yes, if you're in the directory iDrive, Ops, RoboDoug, if you're digging around in there and you found the version ending, the file name ending in V3, you do have the right version. It is possible, though, without someone getting home, logging into their computer and getting set up, which I told them was no rush, it's not easy for them to verify that, hey, we just forgot to update a parameter that shows in the pop-up window that you get. So you can be confident that you have the latest and greatest version of Doug that we have for this EVA, and we can verify later and just figure out if there is a config management thing that got dropped in our haste to get this on board you last night.
Okay, no worries at all. That makes sense. Thank you for looking into that so quickly.
Yep, and we'll go do some digging and triple check that later, and if there's anything amiss as you're doing your review, just let us know, and it is possible that we messed something up or got the wrong file somewhere, so it'd be helpful, but we are pretty confident you should have the right version to work from for the weekend.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks so much.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for KU.
Station on 2.
All right, Chris, we've got one more thing we need to do with the ground servers to make sure we're in a good config after we attempted and failed to do the updates today. Those actions could give you impacts to KU for the next 20 minutes or so, or for a 20-minute period while we do those things. But we can be flexible on when we do it. So I was going to ask if y'all could give us a time within the next, we'll call it hour or so, to do that. We can go ahead and do it right now, or you can tell us to hold off till you give us a go. Just give us an idea of what you're thinking.
It looks like we've got a nice KU LLF at 1900. How about that? Or right before 1900.
I should have been clear. We talked about that. We don't get all the data we need because we are not expecting impacts. It's just possible that we could have them. So we do want to do it while we're trying to flow data to verify everything actually works.
I copy that. Maybe we can do it right after that, right after we get signal back. Would that work at like 1918 or so? Or it looks like either now or then would be the times.
Yeah, I think we can accommodate if we start around 1920 once we lock back up. Again, we would only expect about a few minutes of impacts inside that 20-minute window at most. We're also hopeful that there are no impacts to units transparent, but we can start our test at 1920.
Let's shoot for that if that works for you guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.